Ross Freeman crawls into a giant recycling container. His legs are sticking out. He holds a long rake and shuffles the cans inside.
We actually fill this thing up to the brim with recycling about every 10 or 12 days. It ends up being about 2,000, 2,500 pounds or so of recycling that we send off the mountain.
This is part of his job. Ross Freeman is the eco steward at Stevens Pass. It's a ski resort tucked in the Cascade Mountains in Washington State. His official title is Environment and Sustainability Manager. Stevens Pass created that position last year when it wanted to make itself more eco-friendly. John Merriweather is Director of Planning and Environmental Services at the resort. He's worked here for 16 years.
The ski industry has changed a lot. And really, the biggest change, I think, is them realizing how much global warming is affecting their business. The industry as a whole makes a lot of snow, and 1 degree difference in the climate can change that.
Merriweather says ski resorts are pushing more money into fighting global warming. Stevens Pass pledged to offset all its emissions with energy credits. It's the only resort in the Pacific Northwest to do this. Ross Freeman's work is on the ground. He drags out furniture that can't go in the landfill. He recycles rubber wheels from the ski lifts.
And then the next moment, I'm up in the office designing a policy for vehicle idling, and then I'm applying for grants or applying for industry awards. And then I'm out talking to people in the food and beverage world, working with the cooks and the chefs in the kitchens to figure out how we can be more efficient and waste less food.
All of this is part of the resort's efforts to meet the National Green Standards. The National Ski Areas Association has 21 environmental guidelines it wants resorts to follow. It's called Sustainable Slopes. The Ski Association says 190 resorts endorse it, including Stevens Pass. Ryan Bidwell is the executive director of Colorado Wild. It's an environmental group that grades ski resorts. He says endorsing the Ski Association's Sustainable Slopes guidelines is a lot different than actually following them.
To be a part of the Sustainable Slopes program, a resort just has to say, yeah, we agree with these principles. They don't actually have to take any action. Sustainable Slopes includes a whole laundry list of fantastic ideas that resorts can and should be doing, but there's no accountability in the program.
Bidwell's group grades ski resorts on everything from recycling to the effect on old-growth forests. So how green was Stevens Pass on the environmental report card?
Stevens received a C because they have some expansion plans that would extend the resort into currently undeveloped areas and would impact some of those sensitive resources. So they lose a few points on that side.
But Bidwell says hiring an eco-steward like Ross Freeman is a step in the right direction. Freeman says there are only a few jobs like his. But he hopes more ski resorts will start hiring folks like him when they go green. For the Environment Report, I'm Irene Noguchi.